Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Carroll, Senator Williams. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Paige Jackson Maddox.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. If your hearts and minds are up for prayer, please bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have given us. We thank you for the opportunity to come together in this building. May all that we do here today and every day be pleasing to you. Today we pray from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. And remember all God's benefits. It is God who heals our ills and redeems our life from the pit, who crowns us with love and compassion and fills us with all good things. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so enormous is God's mercy. And so, as far as the east is from the west, so far from us does God remove our failures. As parents have compassion on their children, so divine compassion is showered on all of us. In all our experiences, let us praise the Lord. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the will. Secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on March 30th, 2022, passed the following bill. Senate File 348, a bill for enacting the open administration termination of adult and minor guardianships conservatorships. Senate File 577, a bill for enacting certificates of non-viable birth. Senate File 2080, a bill for enacting certain physical examination student health screenings by school discharge schools and innovation zone schools. Senate File 2197, a bill for enacting establishment of task force related to special education support for students in non-public schools. House File 2515, a bill for enacting authorized use of interest earned on the flood recovery fund, including effective date provisions. House File 2517, a bill for enacting referring the reversion of monies appropriate for governance fund levy district studies, including effective date provisions. House File 2551, a bill for enacting establishing exemption for certain property classified as agricultural based levy and drainage district assessments. House File 2556, a bill for enacting the solar energy system tax credit, including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions. House File 2573, a bill for enacting creating funds related to the abatement and response to opioid use. House File 2574, a bill for enacting authorizing the length of service award programs, volunteer firefighters, volunteer emergency medical care providers, and reserve peace officers making appropriations.
Chair recognizes the representative from Story, Senator Bacon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the House is ready to receive the Senate in joint convention.
The message is received. The chair would like to take this opportunity to remind the body that we have a memorial service tonight, and to the extent you're able, please clear off your desks, as this chamber will be utilized for that service this evening. So please do that as time allows today. Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? Chair recognizes the senator from Johnson, Senator Bulkham.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, Senate, good morning. Today is Hawkeye Caucus Day, Mr. President. We have three great public universities in Iowa. They've all been here. Today, the Hawkeyes are here. The flagship university, Mr. President. I encourage everybody to stop down. We're having Paglia's Pizza. I think the State Hygienic Lab is here today. Be sure to say hi to them. They've done such a fantastic job of doing all this testing and keeping us safe over the last couple years. So please join us and go Hawks.
For what purpose does the Senator from Johnson, Senator Walz, seek the floor?
A brief announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order.
Well, Senator Bulkham kind of stole my thunder. I just wanted to say, go Hawks. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent for the Rules Committee to meet in the well.
Hearing no objections, so ordered.
I move the Senate recess until the conclusion of the Rules Committee.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be recessed for a brief rules meeting.
Rules Committee will meet immediately in the well. Rules Committee immediately in the well.
The Senate will be in order. Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to take up House Concurrent Resolution 104.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver, asks unanimous consent to call up HCR 104. Hearing no objections, so order. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver, for opening remarks on the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Concurrent Resolution 104 relates to the Pioneer Lawmaker program this afternoon in the House. If there's no, just simply move House Concurrent Resolution 104.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the Senator from Polk moves the adoption of HCR 104. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The resolution is adopted. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message House Concurrent Resolution 104.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver, ask unanimous consent to immediately message HCR 104. Hearing no objections, so ordered. We're now at that time of the day for points of personal privilege. Do any senators seek the floor? Chair recognizes Senator from Black Hawk, Senator Dotzler.
Thank you, Mr. President, for allowing me to have this opportunity.
Excuse me, Senator. The volume is quite loud in the chamber. Please take the conversations outside of the chamber.
Thank you again. Today is kind of a special day that happens every once in a while, every couple years. Pioneer Lawmaker Day, and it's a day of reflection on previous General Assemblies and the members that have created the laws that have changed our state and hopefully moved it forward. And it's an opportunity to talk about some of the great things that were accomplished and some of the good times we had, and I wonder, quite frankly, how this General Assembly is going to be remembered. You know, last night, it was very difficult for me to listen to the demonization of public education for one reason. The public education system is one of the top three things that people that look to move to Iowa look at. And I know that there was a lot of emotion in the speeches, and points were brought up about some of the things that occur in public schools, but I do know that those same type of things occur in private schools and various schools that are religiously based. It's more about human behavior than the institution. And as a person of science who studied human behavior and sociology and population dynamics, it's who we are that creates these problems, not necessarily the institution. And I remember back when I was first elected 26 years ago, we worked in a bipartisan way to fix the infrastructure problems in our schools. And in my district, we had a poverty grade school, high in minorities. The school had asbestos, fire problems, windows had pellet holes in them. The students had to wear mittens during the winter time in extremely cold periods of time, and we did a 1 cent sales tax increase to improve schools across the state. Once that new school was built in that area, the grades of those students and the interest in school and the absenteeism dropped and the interest in the grades increased. So we can work together to improve our education. But what I'm most worried about is what are we going to do about this workforce crisis? And I don't know if you're ignoring it or you're paying attention at all, but this is the most serious issue facing our economy that our state has ever faced. We're nearly fully employed. Businesses are crying for individuals. And the only way to solve that is to bring people to Iowa. But we continue to get up on this floor and talk about how bad things are. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we're entering in the next couple weeks the most crucial time in dealing with this workforce crisis. And last week, after a debate, which was long, and because it's the time in which you get to make your points, everybody left when I talked about one of the things that we could do to help solve this crisis, and that's invest in technology in the business world, especially in manufacturing. Now, Director Durham has worked with research facilities to point out the areas in which we can grow our economy and we need to invest in. And one of them is in manufacturing, and they call it manufacturing 4.0. I won't go through that again, but I'll give you one more thing that we can do, and we haven't had the demonization of it this year. It's our public universities. The University of Northern Iowa, out-of-state students, 50% of them stay in Iowa. What a recruitment tool that is. The University of Iowa and Iowa State have less, but it's still around 25% of all the out-of-state students that attend those great universities stay right here in Iowa. So, as a strategy to help with this workforce crisis, how about investing in our universities to keep the tuition rates low? Iowa students are paying about the same amount for tuition as some out-of-state students in other states. We need to do the kind of things that will help recruit people to Iowa. We need to invest in what all the economic developers are saying and business people across the state, community leaders, is to invest in our communities. Community attraction and tourism, river enhancement and community attraction and tourism. We have an enhanced Iowa fund. We have funds that we can invest in. Now, I know what your plan is. Keep the budget tight. Cut taxes, which you were successful in. And that's going to make Iowa appealing. But all the site selectors that businesses look at put that way down the list. So why are we betting on one thing and one thing only? And I'm sincere about this. This isn't political. You know, a few years ago, Leader Whitfer and President Snyder were here on a Friday. And I was one of the only legislators in the chamber besides them. And on Fridays, they do the bills. And I got up and made a point of personal privilege with no reporters in the room, nobody else, and just talked to our leadership about the crisis that was coming here to Iowa. And what happened? You ignored me. We had the Future Ready Fund organization that then Governor Branstad put together. They looked at what they could do, and the Future Ready funding was recommended the first year at $8 million to help deal with our technology education mismatch. So what did you do? You passed $2 million instead of $8 million. So when we talk about Governor Reynolds' workforce crisis, it's also the legislature's workforce crisis, because it waited too long. Now, we passed the greatest tax cut in the history of Iowa not too many years ago. And I, you know, get my drawer out, pull the quotes out. Guess what? We were going to take care of this workforce problem because people are going to look to Iowa's low taxes, and they're going to move here. Well, here we are again. Now, I don't want to have to pull the drawer out and look at what the quotes were for this session down the road when I was in the tank because the economy can't grow because we don't have the workers. And any of you that talk to any of the businesses in your community, you don't have to go very far from your front door. You can see what kind of a workforce crisis we have. across the board, education, healthcare, manufacturing, the business communities, retail. We don't have enough people. You got to recruit them. So quit demonizing Iowa. Let's work together in a cooperative way to invest in the things that people gravitate towards. Human behavior again. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate recess until 1:40 p.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be recessed until 1:40 p.m.
Republican members of the Appropriations Committee are going to caucus in 112. Democratic members of the Appropriations Committee are caucusing in room 24. Republican members of the Appropriations Committee caucusing in room 112. Democratic members of the Appropriations Committee are caucusing in room 24. Upon conclusion of the party caucuses, Appropriations will meet in room 116.